Hallelujah. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. We're going to get ready and get started here in about 20 seconds. Hello, and God bless you. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Herbert McLean. I'm Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager, and I come with a new series this week. Today is going to be part one. Tomorrow is going to be part two. We're going to talk about special revelation. But today I want to talk about the revelation of God and what it means. I want to talk about general revelation in specifics. Amen. So if you have your pen, your paper, go ahead, make some notes. If you can't watch in its entirety today, tomorrow this will be uploaded on our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everywhere where podcasts are, you can check us out. Or you can go to our Facebook page or our website and you'll be able to find it. You can find me right there at ApostleHerbieMac.com. Well, let's not delay. Let's get right into this message for today. And I want to talk about general revelation, the revelation of God. Does God really exist? That's the question that everybody wants to know. Why? Because you cannot see him with your eyes. Well, when I say general revelation, I'm talking about that which is universally available in creation, and it's available to all of mankind. In other words, revelation is the communication from God. That's what revelation is. In this lesson, we're talking about revelation being the communication that comes from God. God willfully communicates to us, and he not only just communicates with believers in Christ, he communicates with all of mankind. That's what I'm talking about here today in general revelation. Now, let's qualify some of these statements. We see that God exists, or he reveals to us that he exists, through creation. Creation actually reveals the glory of God. Take a look at Psalms chapter 19, verse 1. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." When you look up in the sky and you see the clouds, the moon, the stars, the mountain, you know automatically that there is somebody, something great that made all of this. Everything that we make, everything that we concoct, it was all because of a part of a pre-existing material. But where did this material come from? Where did these clouds come from? Where did the sun come from? Where did the moon come from? Everybody, no matter whether you saved or unsaved, sanctified or unsanctified, whether you believe in Jesus or don't believe in Jesus, guess what? You look at creation and you see the glory of a creator. So the first thing we need to understand when it comes to general revelation, according to Psalms chapter 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. In other words, God leaves his fingerprint in the earth where we can track him when you look at creation. Let's go to the next one. Creation also reveals God's supremacy and divine nature. Not only do we see that there has to be somebody that created all this, but this somebody, amen, is supreme and has to be divine. Don't get me to shouting on the revelation of God, just the revelation of God. You know he exists. you know that he is alive. You don't know who he is, but you can see his handiwork. Now, the supremacy of God and the divine nature is defined from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. Now, they are without excuse, meaning that nobody has the excuse of saying, I didn't know whether God exists or not. That's what it means, without excuse. Because God has revealed himself. He communicates to us. He discloses his very divine nature, his eternal power, his existence, just by the things that we see in creation. We are without excuse to say that we don't know for sure if there's a God. We know for sure that there's a God. Now, tomorrow, I want to talk about something even deeper about this, but let's just take a look at today, the general revelation. Tomorrow is going to be very good because it's going to talk about the special revelation of God, of how he reveals his character and personality, etc. But I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. But this general revelation is very important to grasp, because we need to understand that all mankind is without excuse. They know that God exists. Even if you have an atheistic person, the atheistic person is believing in their not believing. So they're putting everything in their can to not believe that there's a God, because God has already revealed himself to them. They just don't want to believe that it is, right? And so then they declare themselves to be an atheist. But we are without excuse, people. We know that God exists. We know that we are created, and there has to be a creator. Period. Now, another thing that creation reveals is God's providential control over nature. Look at Acts chapter 14, verse 17. The Bible says, yet he did not leave himself without witness. In other words, creation bears witness to the existence of God. Creation bears witness to the supremacy of God. Creation bears witness to the authority of God, the nature of God. He said, I didn't even leave myself without witness. He said, I made sure the things that I do, you was going to be able to look at the things that I do and be able to tell that I am. Mm. He says, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful season, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Can't you tell? Look, everything that we eat comes from the ground. Even the animals that we eat comes from the very ground. Have you ever noticed that we will go and milk a cow and get their milk and put it on the grocery shelves, and we sell this milk and we drink this milk? And we go to the lakes and to the bodies of water. We go and fish, and we go and eat all those fish. And it seems like God just continues to multiply. We just look at all the seasons that come. It's tornadoes over here. It's ice over there. The mountains and how it melts and goes down in the stream, and we get the fresh water. I mean, everything together is the witness of God, is the witness of the power of God. His eternal power. It reveals his divine nature. Does God exist? Yes. This is the revelation of God. General revelation. Everybody's up under. I don't care whether you LGBTQ, whether you Hindu, whether you Buddhist, whether you atheist. I don't care what you are in life. Christian, non-Christian, black, white, poor, rich, whoever you are, wherever you are, you know that there's a God, because he has revealed and communicated himself to you. Amen. You can't get around it. So you might as well continue to listen to the lesson, right? So the next thing is, creation also reveals the goodness of God. Okay, we already learned creation reveals the glory of God, the power of God. It reveals the very nature of God, the supremacy of God, of how supreme God is. And it also reveals God's goodness. Let's look here, Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. It says, so that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So we need to understand that God reveals himself as the God of all creation, the God of all men. He has eternal power. He's divine. We can just look at creation and deduct this. All of the world is without excuse. We know that God exists. And look, he wants us to know him as Father in heaven. Why? Because he makes the sun rise every day. And that's on the evil and the good. He gives everybody this, not only general revelation, but also general grace. But we're not gonna get into that. We'll talk about that later. But there is a common grace that's given to all of us, which is connected directly to this revelation of God. But we would deal with that later on in our theology. I'm laying some groundwork. I also want to encourage you to go to our website and listen to my Foundations of Knowing God. Knowing God is very important. I talk about some specific things because I'm laying a foundation here. And the revelation of God goes right in hand with knowing God. But this general revelation is important to take a look at. And definitely when you are a defender of the faith or you are in school for theology, this is something that is basic to the tenets of faith, is the revelation of God and general revelation. Now, we see in creation, and we want to qualify this, that it reveals the goodness of God according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, so that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. That's important. That's important. So that you may be. This is why he reveals this to everybody, so that you may be. So whosoever, we'll get into a special revelation tomorrow, but whosoever will, let him come. Once you get this revelation. So now, let's continue on the general revelation. I almost felt a preach coming on. Have you ever been trying to teach a lesson and you feel a preach coming on? I'm going to save that for tomorrow. Amen. So now, creation also reveals God's intelligence. Not only is God good, he gives rain and sun on everybody equally, but he's intelligent. He's smart. Take a look at Acts chapter 17, verse 24. It says, for God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. Okay. Now, this also reveals the existence of God. Not only the intelligence of God, but the existence of God also falls up under Acts chapter 17. This time we're going to read verse 24 through 28 so you can get really the whole context of the intelligence of God and the existence of God. Notice he says, for the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything. Since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling places, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. Listen to verse 28. For in him we live, move, and have our being. My God. As even some of your own poets have said, this is the Apostle Paul quoting a poet, he says, for we are indeed his offspring. Not only does general revelation reveals the intelligence of God because he don't need nothing from mankind. It also reveals the very existence of God. And in so revealing himself is to give us an opportunity. Woo! To seek him even more and find him. That's why I want you to stay tuned to Special Revelation tomorrow. My God. Now, let's go to this final one. Let's go to this final one because I'm telling you, I feel God moving all over me. Let me behave. Amen. Does God exist? Yes, he exists. Finally, let me tell you this final conclusion. As I studied the revelation of God and this general revelation, I know that God reveals himself in the conscience of man. That's the final one. Man's conscience universally affirms the existence of God. You cannot deny it. You know that God exists and he has revealed himself to your conscience. That conscience is knowing, it's a moral sense of right and wrong. It's that sense of knowing that you were created in the image and in the likeness of this God, that you are special, you have intelligence, you have existence. You know he has revealed himself to the conscience of men. You know what's right and wrong. Notice in Romans chapter 1 verse 19, it says, for what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. God has revealed himself. We cannot deny. He has revealed himself to you. And beloved, let me take this moment to prophesy to you that God has a plan for your life, that he is intrinsically and intimately involved in every detail of your life. God is getting ready to do for you what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man what God is getting ready to do for you. God wants to reveal himself in a special way in your life. And I believe as we take upon this subject, next time it's going to get a little deeper and it's going to get a little bit more personal and it's going to become even clearer to you. Until then, may God keep you in perfect peace. I'm Herbert McLean. I'm Herbie Mack. I'm the encourager. My question is, do you know him? I know you know he exists, but do you know him? If you don't know him, you can get to know him today. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So there's something you need to know about Jesus. And I believe that he's revealing himself to you in a special way through the personal work of the Holy Spirit. And we're also going to be teaching about that in upcoming series as we unfold our theology and revelation and give you prophetic words such as these, that greater is coming. Your future looks better than your past. Get ready for God to move on your behalf. Please do go to my website, learn more, learn exactly what I believe and why I believe it at ApostleHerbieMack.com. The information is right there on your screen. God bless you. May heaven smile on your heart. Until next time, I'll see you here again tomorrow as we talk about, does God exist? Yes. We will be on our part two, teaching of the revelation of God. Hey, do me a favor. Why don't you like, why don't you share this broadcast with somebody else? Amen. Thank you, Sister Natalie. I see that. I'm glad that God is using you and giving you confirmation. Bless you.